You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wanmal brings together local journalists to discuss the biggest stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, Jordan Wolman, editor-in-chief of The Brown and White, the student newspaper at Lehigh University. Stephen asks how students will adjust to campus life during the pandemic.
How will things be different for you and your classmates at Lehigh?
Lehigh is going to do a hybrid model of in-person and online classes, but frankly, there are more questions than answers right now. We don't know just how many classes will be online, just how many faculty members want to be online, whether that's even their choice. Just in general, it's going to be different. And I think we all know that going in, but just how different, it's tough to visualize right now. And another point is Lehigh hasn't officially made a decision on its tuition. And we're about a month away from, 6 weeks away from classes starting, and still many questions out there.
Jordan, let's talk about the tuition for a second. Obviously, it's on the mind of a lot of parents trying to fund their children's education. What do we know about Lehigh's history with tuition increases?
Yep. So it's not uncommon for Lehigh or any school, frankly, to increase tuition. That's almost a given. Every year there is an increase. The question is how much. And for the past few years, Lehigh has been increasing its tuition 4% or more. And that was the plan this year, to increase tuition by 4%. They announced that back in February. As different schools made decisions to freeze tuition based on the COVID-19 crisis, we've been asking Lehigh for answers as to whether they would do the same, and we have yet to receive an answer. There's a lot of financial questions for sure.
A lot of financial questions, not just for the university, but for students and their families. Definitely going to be looking to see what develops from that. Jordan, you're joining us from your home in New Jersey, and so you're not on campus. I'm wondering what challenges you've had to deal with while putting the paper together during a pandemic.
The main challenges are in communication and camaraderie. The newsroom atmosphere is a fun one, and for convenience purposes, it's important to be able to have that in-person experience, to bounce ideas off each other in person, in real time. Reach across someone else's desktop and point something out. Visuals have been a struggle. We've been able to overcome that, but in terms of, design layout and getting good photos and videos for our stories, if we're not on campus, that's hard to do. But overall, I couldn't be prouder of the way that, the staff at the Brown and White has handled this whole thing. We just doubled down in our commitment level. There's more news than ever, as I'm sure you know yourself, more stories to tell than ever before. And that's what's really been driving us. And we've been continuing to produce online over the summer, and we're going to continue to produce online and in print this fall semester.
And Jordan, you guys aren't shying away from some tough issues at Lehigh. There's a federal investigation going on. The campus is responding to the Black Lives Matter movement, COVID-19. How are you and the staff covering all of this?
There's more stories going on than ever before, and you just listed a few extremely important ones, some of which are even separate from the pandemic, like the investigation in the Department of Education launched an investigation into Lehigh for its Clery Act compliance. The Clery Act mandates that schools accurately report campus crime statistics, and there's been racial issues. And so I think that probably the biggest thing that I've learned while covering these big topics is that context is so, so important. So, you can't cover the Clery investigation without covering the context to that and what has led to that. Whether it be lawsuits that have been filed or other complaints, in terms of the Black Lives Matter response that the university issued to the death of George Floyd, you can't cover that without covering the criticisms that have been levied for years against the university by students, faculty, alumni, that the university has not done enough to combat racism in the past.
And sure.
So I think that those are the big things that I've been taking away, is that context is huge.
Jordan Wolman, editor-in-chief of The Brown and White, speaking with Lehigh Valley Public Media's Stephen G. Wanmal. Watch Stephen's full conversation tomorrow morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.